It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we hear from two women advocating for victims of sex trafficking in our state, from providing free legal help to supporting them in their everyday lives. First, the 2019 Academy Awards are this Sunday. For movie lovers, it's one of the biggest nights of the year, and with no clear frontrunner this time around for Best Picture, anything from Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's A Star is Born to Netflix's Roma could take home the top prize. Of course, it wouldn't be the Oscars without some controversy. This year, the show will go without a host after initial choice Kevin Hart dropped out over some past controversial tweets. The show will also not have an Achievement in Popular Films Award, which the Academy tried to introduce last year, then reversed course after the award was panned by fans and critics. Reggie Ponder joins us now for a preview. He's known as Reggie the Real Critic and appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago. He critiques movies for several other media outlets. You can follow him at Twitter at Reggie the Real Critic. Reggie, welcome back to the show.
Rob, it's good to, you know, this is, I want to sing, it's the most wonderful time of the year, because this is the most wonderful time of the year, man.
You are excited this time of year. This is no lie.
I'm always excited, man. So I'm ready to talk to you, because I'm hoping, Rob, that you're not going to disappoint me this year. I hope you saw some of these movies.
I saw one of the Best Picture nominees, Reggie. I'm sorry I didn't see more. I thought I had, but no, just the one. We'll find out which one as we go on. What's that?
I say it's not so, Rob. So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, let's look at the big the Best Picture nominees, not one at a time. We'll get to those in a bit. But what do you think overall of this crop? Are you excited by these eight movies up for Best Picture?
I am, Rob. But the first thing I want to say, as it relates to eight, I don't like that they do eight. This is really a money move that they want to the Academy wanted to recognize. Some other films, in every other category there's five nominees, but in this category they make eight. That's all about giving those movies a nod and saying that I didn't, you know, slight a movie here or there. So I don't like the fact that there are eight, but of all the eight, I think they're all worthy. The only one that I would not vote for would be Green Book, and that's because of the controversy surrounding it. I liked the movie when I saw it, but then when I found out that Don Shirley's family was not consulted and that there were serious fabrications in the film, it's the only movie that I hope does not win.
Now, looking at the variety of pictures, there's a lot. There's, you know, a musical sort of rags-to-riches story. There's a superhero movie. There's a music biopic. There's some serious dramas. There's a lot of different stuff to choose from this time.
Oh, it is, and so you say it, you use the word variety, but there's also this issue of diversity. So when you look at it from an African American perspective, you look at it from a person of color perspective, from a gay perspective, there's just a lot out there, and I think that they did. I'm really happy with the crop overall.
And again, before we get to the individual movies, the ceremony itself, it will be hostless this year. What do you do you think this is going to work out okay?
Yeah, it's going to work out. But this is the first time in 30 years that it will be without a host. And there are probably a number of reasons why they couldn't get a host after Kevin Hart. First, they don't even pay that much. I think Jimmy Kimmel said he got paid like $15,000 to do that. Secondly, the preparation for it is really serious. You know, if you remember Hugh Jackman, I mean, all the numbers and the stuff that you have to do. And then thirdly, the scrutiny is tough, because if you don't do a good job, man, you're going to hear it a lot on the Internet. So they probably had a tough time, because I'm sure they asked people after they asked Kevin Hart. So it's going to be interesting, but hopefully it'll make the show go smoother, actually.
I offered to do it for $10,000. They must have lost my email in the shuffle, though. Let's get to some of the movies now up for Best Picture. Let's start with A Star is Born. Here's a clip from that film.
Can I ask you a personal question? Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Well, because, like, almost every single person that I've come in contact with in the music industry has told me that my nose is too big and that I won't make it.
Your nose is beautiful.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga there in A Star is Born. They're both also nominated, by the way, for Best Actor and Best Actress. What was your take on this one, Reggie?
I love this film. I think that Bradley Cooper, from a directorial perspective, was fantastic. He raised his level to from a singing perspective to be with Lady Gaga, and she raised her level from an acting perspective to be with him. This was a very good movie. And if people haven't seen it, you got 2 days before the Oscars. Run out and see it, Rob.
Oh, you're talking to me in particular. And a great thing, Reggie, you know, it seems like a lot more movie theaters, or at least in this area, they are rerunning. They're pulling some of these movies back out and showing them so people can go out and see a lot of the Best Picture contenders. That's kind of a nice development.
It's a wonderful thing, because a lot of times people say, well, I haven't seen that film yet. And some of these films were playing so early in the year that you don't have a chance to go back and see them. So I think that is a great development.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, Reggie the Real Critic, looking at the Academy Awards coming up this weekend. You can join in with your favorites, by the way, at 800-642-1234. What movie do you want to see take home awards on Sunday? 800-642-1234. Let's give another listen now to a clip. Bohemian Rhapsody, we'll say, with our musical theme here. Reggie, here's a listen.
How's that?
Higher. Can you go a bit higher?
If I go any higher, only dogs will hear me.
Try.
Galileo! Galileo Figaro!
One more.
So a key moment in the creation of a hit song, the title song in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Reggie, I've seen mixed reviews of this movie in some ways. Are you surprised it's up for Best Picture?
I'm not, but I've talked to a number of my colleagues who I like this a lot, because I liked Queen's music but didn't know that much about the group, and I think just for me it was enough for me to know and learn about. But I think that what people didn't like is that they don't like the fact that they feel that his homosexuality was hidden in a way, or put on the back burner and that's a big controversy for the film, and a lot of people are having problems with that.
And also the movie's director, Bryan Singer, fired before the completion of the film. Faced allegations of sexual harassment and assault over the years. Does the Academy think about this kind of thing when they're voting?
I don't know if they do. I think that they should. I think that in today's age, I think that people are starting to think differently about a lot of things. So I don't know, but I think they should.
Now let's give a listen to the one of the 8 Best Picture nominees that I did see. Here it is.
If the world found out what we truly are, what we possess, we could lose our way of life.
Wakanda is strong enough to help others and protect ourselves at the same time.
If you are not so stubborn, you would make a great queen.
I just saw that scene again the other day. Black Panther there, Reggie. We don't always see superhero movies. We never see superhero movies getting nominated for Best Picture. Did this one stand out to you as one that could maybe break through that barrier?
It did for me, and it should. This movie changed, I think, the landscape of superhero movies from a cultural perspective, from a superhero perspective, from a story perspective. The way in which they weaved a lot of political and social issues within this in this film, and still made it a bang bang kind of superhero movie. I think they did a fantastic job here, and so I'm very, very happy that it got nominated. And I hope, as I was talking about when we say nominated 8 films, that this wasn't just nominated to get the nomination, that people would really consider this as one of the best films.
A side note, this is up for some music awards, too. The soundtrack included Kendrick Lamar, performers from all over Africa. Is this a lock for some best music awards?
I don't think it's a lock, but I think that it has a really good chance. I when you look at that music category, in fact, there's some good things out there. And in one of those categories, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's song is in one of those categories as well. So I don't think it's a lock, but I think there's rightfully so. Kendrick Lamar and the whole soundtrack should have been nominated, and good for that.
We're talking right now with movie critic Reggie Ponder about the upcoming Academy Awards. You can join in now at 800-642-1234. What do you think should win Best Picture of the Year? How about Best Actor, Best Actress of the Year? And did you see more of the Best Picture nominees than I did this year? I clocked in at one of the eight. Did you get out? Have you gone out to see some of them lately? Tell us about it. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue the conversation with film critic Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic. We're previewing this weekend's Academy Awards, looking at some of the films that are nominated for Best Picture. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think should win? Will win? Are you going to be watching? Do you have Oscar watching parties? Call and tell us about that. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let's pick up with another movie now, A Black Klansman, another film up for Best Picture. Here's a listen to a clip.
This is the job. What's your problem?
That's my problem. For you, it's a crusade. For me, it's a job. It's not personal, nor should it be.
Why haven't you bought into this?
Why should I?
Because you're Jewish, brother. The so-called chosen people. You've been passing for a WASP. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, cherry pie, hot dog, white boy.
Now, Spike Lee, never nominated for Best Director, never won a prize. Do you think this movie has a shot?
I do think it has a shot. It's really interesting, Rob. We talk about in the industry a lot of times how people don't win for the movie they should have won for. And so Spike has not been nominated several times. This is a very good movie that he might get the, I think it's Spike Lee's Time Award. So it can happen.
And talk us through the plot of this one.
So this is a story where the police are trying to infiltrate the KKK. And a black police officer uses his quote-unquote white voice to get close to David Duke and the KKK. But at some point in time, they got to meet him. So they send a white guy in to be the black guy. And the whole story is, again, that they do infiltrate the KKK. They find out about a plot to do some devious things, and they follow that through. So some people get arrested. I mean, and I won't tell all the things that happen there, but it really is about a black guy infiltrating the KKK and the police getting a lot of intelligence and able to stop a crime.
Let's touch on another movie now, a film about former Vice President Dick Cheney. The movie is Vice. It is also up for Best Picture. Here's a listen.
I want you to be my VP. You're the solution to my problem.
I'm CEO of a large company. I have been Secretary of Defense. I have been Chief of Staff. The Vice Presidency is mostly a symbolic job.
Now, this one, Reggie, is kind of a parody, I guess. A lot of not-so-great reviews out there. The Washington Post called it an absurd mess, yet it ends up here for Best Picture. Where do you weigh in on this one?
So, for me, this was an extremely interesting film because if any of it's true, it will tell you so much about how our political system works and the power of Dick Cheney. It also tells you something about President Bush as well. And from my understanding is that many of these accounts are true, so it's less of a parody as it is a depiction of some real true-life events. And it was a fascinating film to me. I can't say that I would have put this one on my best film list, but again, if you're into politics, this would be a film that you want to see.
Okay, let's round up the rest we've mentioned. We got two more. The Favorite, Reggie, about Queen Anne of Great Britain and some of her aspiring favorites. I'll say I almost saw this one, but the time didn't work out just a few days ago, so I was close on this. Tell us about this one, Reggie.
So this one is about two women in the Queen's court who are trying to get her favor. And so which one will become the favorite? And they go back and forth trading sex favors to making deals with people in Parliament, doing backstabbing stuff. It is absolutely interesting, absolutely funny, and to me, worthy of this nomination.
And funny, because this could just be dark and painful, but there's a sense of humor to it, too?
Oh, yes. There's definitely a sense of humor to it. And because I have 10 brothers and sisters, I really identify with this trying to be the favorite, because I was trying to do that myself many years ago. So I identify with that. This is good.
And then finally, Roma, distributed in the United States by Netflix. So we'll talk about the Netflix side of it. First, tell us about the movie Roma. I hadn't seen as much buzz about this one coming into the Oscars.
Yeah, I'm a Chicago critic. I'm not part of the Chicago Film Critics Association, but the Chicago Film Critics Association voted this as their best film of the year. And in fact, there have been many awards for this movie already. And it really just follows a maid and her trials and tribulations working for this particular family. It's in Spanish, so you there's subtitles for it. So you really do need to pay attention here. Now, for me, Rob, subtitles sometimes gets in the way for me because I want to watch the action as opposed to read the stuff. But this film is regarded, I think, across the board as one of the best films out there, period. And it's a foreign language film. So it's being nominated for the foreign language film and being nominated for Best Picture. This is, and the star is being nominated for Best Actress. So this is a film to be reckoned with.
And it's interesting. This is Netflix. This is the first time, I think, that they've created something that got an Oscar nomination for Best Picture. Is this a really significant moment in the movie industry?
I think it's significant in that you have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, all these different players out there doing some things outside of the traditional Hollywood system. They're making films, they're releasing them for 2 or 3 weeks to go into the studios, and then they're letting you see them on the internet. So I think it is significant. I don't think you can stop this train. This train is out of the station, and these other entities are here to, they're here to play, and they're here to stay.
Talking to Reggie Ponder. Reggie, the Real Critic, previewing this Sunday's Academy Awards. Reggie, we've talked about the movies that did get Best Picture nominations. Are there any that you think should have been on that list but were not?
So my favorite movie of the year was If Beale Street Could Talk. And it did not get a nomination. I am crushed because it is by far my favorite film of the year, and very few people have seen this film, in fact. I was looking at the numbers for it. Very few people have seen it, but I would recommend that people go check this one out. This is an adaptation by Barry Jenkins from Moonlight, and it's an adaptation of, I'm actually forgetting his name now. But wow, I drew a blank, Rob.
I don't have it in front of me either. Sorry.
And the fact that I'm drawing a blank because it's one of the one of our foremost writers in America. But I'll hopefully think of it before we get off. I know we only have a few minutes. But If Beale Street Could Talk is the movie that I would say was snubbed.
And sell it to us, since a lot of us haven't seen it. Tell us a little more about it and why it's such a great movie.
So this movie is about a couple, a very young couple who falls in love and their love journey. The young man gets accused of raping a woman, and he did not do it. He goes to jail, and it's all about how we can get him out of jail, how we can get him justice. All of that stuff is there, but it's really wrapped, enveloped in a love story, and it's all about how the love of the two people, the love of the family, and the love of the community actually keeps the hope and this unit alive. This is a very heartwarming story. It's a beautiful story, but it's also a tragic story because it is also about the injustices that are out there as well. And my friend texted me so I could remember because I was drawing a blank. But it's by James Baldwin. Yeah, James Baldwin, an adaptation by James Baldwin. This is a phenomenal film, and it was my best film of the year. So I hope people go check this out.
All right, we took most of our time, Reggie, with Best Picture. Hit me with some of your best actors, supporting, and so on, people you're hoping win.
Okay, so I think Rami Malek should win for Bohemian Rhapsody. He was fantastic. I actually hope he wins. But William Dafoe was really good at Eternity's Gate. A lot of people are saying that Glenn Close is a lock for The Wife. That's the only person that I've heard who have been a lock. I think that Mahershala Ali will absolutely win for Green Book. I find it very interesting that Viggo Mortensen gets the leading role nod, but that Mahershala Ali gets the supporting role when they were equal. That just bothers me. The If Beale Street Could Talk, it did get a few nominations, and one of them is Regina King, and I think she will win for that. And then for animated feature film, my vote is, there are a lot of good movies out there, but my vote is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This is so much fun. So I hope people go and check that one out as well. I tried to throw a few in there. If you got a minute for two more, I'll do it. But
Go for it, yeah.
All right. So for Best Director, I think it's going to be Roma. I think Alfonso Cuarón will win for Roma. Just because of what they did in this film. And then for costume design, I think that Ruth Carter, the third time will be the charm. She will win for The Favorite. And then the last one is that I will say is for original song. I think Shallow, A Star Is Born, will absolutely win. Rob, go see some movies, man. This is the best time of the year. I'm telling you.
All right, you got me excited now. Reggie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thanks again, Rob.
That's Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for several other media outlets, and he's our go-to guy for what's happening at the movies. He joins us to talk about this weekend's Academy Awards and what films are expected to win big. Send us your Oscar ballots, email ideas@WPR.org. If you get everything right, you win nothing. We don't really have a contest. I'd just be interested to see what you have to say. Coming up after the news, we learn more about human trafficking happens around Wisconsin, in small communities, farmland, and cities, and what it takes for survivors to rebuild a life for themselves. Our guests have done legal efforts and other efforts to help victims of trafficking. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.